Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills, and it's V Early on Wednesday morning. Now, I've been trying to arrange this for some time, since the weekend, in fact, but I didn't want to say anything in case it didn't come off. But I finally managed to secure David Hasselhoff on the show today. Tulip, how do you feel about that?
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, having to maybe read the news while he sat there looking over you? Has that happened before?
I've done the 5 o'clock in front of him once and he just sat there eyeballing me.
Yeah, he doesn't really know what's going on, but just tell him that you're reading the news and he won't talk. This could be the greatest moment of your life, Simon.
It will be the greatest moment of my life, without question.
Mm-hmm. He never disappoints.
He never disappoints on TV, Baywatch, Baywatch Nights. Doesn't matter what he does, he's great.
Did you watch Baywatch Nights?
Oh, it's brilliant, didn't you?
God, we're the only two viewers. Oh, no, other people were now texting going, I watched it. Okay, make that three. Yeah, so I was texting him over the weekend going, can you come onto the show this week? He was like, what time? 5 o'clock? I was like, no, I'm on morning. Okay, what time is that? Okay, about 8:30, 9. And then I wasn't really getting anything back. And then I sent a message going, who do I speak to try and get you in? Because I wasn't getting anywhere with him. And then he replied, the baby Jesus. So it wasn't being that helpful. But late last night, I got a call coming in. I'll be there tomorrow morning. Yay! So the Hoff's going to be here. At about 9 o'clock, hopefully. I've actually booked him a car as well to bring him here. And I'm a little bit scared because if it's too small, the car, he won't get in it.
Seriously?
Well, no, but just because he's so big.
Oh, right, OK. Yeah.
And you know, like, some of the cars that might get sent, they might be quite small. He'll be all cramped up, yeah. So hopefully he'll be here, car permitting, at 9 o'clock. I was like, I'm going to need you for about half an hour. Okay, I'll be there for half an hour. You get the idea. Anyway, so he'll be here at 9 o'clock, let's hope. Hey, Becky.
Hiya.
Looking good, feeling fine.
Oh, yes.
I like what your taxi driver said to you this morning.
I had a very strange conversation with him this morning.
Recreate it for me.
Well, we were talking about where we used to live, as you do with someone at like 5 in the morning.
Mm.
And he asked me where I was from originally, and I said Somerset. And he said, oh, my God, with all the killers.
And you went,
and I
what?
Was, well, first I thought the band, and I was like, no, they're American.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I wonder what he's on about. I don't, like, know any...
Somerset with all the killers?
Yeah, like, nothing happens there. And I went, sorry, what? And he went, Midsummer Murders.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And yeah. I didn't have the heart to tell him that...
Did you just nod and agree?
I went, oh, yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Midsummer Norton. Yeah.
Yeah. Other stuff going on today... Tim Stedman has been on. He's from Southampton, as I am. And he's saying on my Twitter that Southampton last night was full of blokes walking like crabs and wearing sombreros. Am I responsible? I'm not sure whether that's true, but if that is true and Southampton City Centre was full of loads of people like that last night, then yes, it is us that are entirely to blame because of Chris's show and tell, which was The Game yesterday, this book by Neil Strauss. So many blokes were getting really aggro on the text yesterday because they were like, you're giving away the rules of the game, what are you doing? And the thing is, it's a book, it's out there, like, anyone can read it. We're just broadcasting it. Some people not happy because it's kind of ruining their pulling technique. Anyway, we've been out with Smooth Talking Dan, and you'll hear a bit of that a bit later on. Chris was his wingman as he tries to chat up the ladies using the rules of the game. Si off of Essex has been on. Good morning. He's wearing his Don't Hassle the Hoff t-shirt today, purely by coincidence. Wow, who'd have thought that? Because you didn't know that the Hoff was coming on, because I only got the call at like 9 o'clock last night. So he says, I am nearly as cool as the Hoff himself. Yes, you are, Simon. Today's going to be a good day. I say good morning to everyone that's using me as snooze at the moment. That difficult kind of first half hour where you wake up and you just keep pressing it and then my annoying voice keeps reappearing. Hello to you. There are some people on bus or train already. Hello. And there are, believe it or not, some kinos that are already in the gym.
No, there are.
There are.
No, there are. Who can be bothered to get up at this time to go to the gym?
Fit people. People that want to be hunks and want to be ripped.
Have you ever been to the gym at this time of day?
God, no. It's like, on the way in this morning, I saw people running, and I'm like, seriously, it's 5 o'clock. I mean, fair play to them, because I don't have that kind of willpower to do it, to actually go, you know what, I only go to the gym before work, but loads of people do it. I bet loads of people will now text in saying, I'm in the gym already. I might call one of you back in a minute, just to prove it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
How are you?
Out of breath, how are you?
I'm all right, what's going on?
I'm just jogging around Bristol.
Jogging around Bristol?
Yeah, around Bristol.
Oh, okay. So, have you just got up? Are you one of those keynotes that are gymming it?
No, I'm the opposite. I haven't been to bed yet.
What, so you've been out all night and now you're going for a jog?
No, I haven't been out. I've been working.
Oh, so, I see.
This is my late evening. Sorry, I'm out of breath.
That's all right. You're making me feel quite breathless and a bit sick. It's all right. Another Jess has been on from Newcastle who works in a gym who's like, yep, I'm actually in the gym now. I'm working here on the reception. There are about 5 people here. Are they insane?
Yeah. There's no way I'd get up just to go for a jog.
So this is like an evening run for you.
Yeah, this is my evening run and then I'm going to go back to bed in like an hour.
Ah, fair play. I bet Bristol's beautiful this morning though, is it?
Gorgeous. It's really sunny and there's only people out with dogs looking at me.
Where are you jogging? Up by the bridge?
Up by Redlands and then through Clifton, so yeah, by the bridge.
Lush. All the best areas, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Have a good day.
Bye.
I wouldn't ask you for a high five because you're running. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
See, Becky, proof. People do exercise at this time.
You went West Country then.
I know. Represent.
All right, sweetheart.
All right, sweetheart. Where are you running? Where are you jogging? Back it up like a Tonka truck. A bit early. It's only 10 to 7. Becky, your little talent, which not a lot of people know about, we've discussed it a little bit in the afternoons, is that you have this incredible ability to know raps in songs.
Mm.
Which ones do you know? Can you remember?
Quite a few. I think probably my favourite one that I do most often is Timbaland and The Way You Are.
What? It's a struggle just to get you in the caravan?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. I've got a little bit of homework for you.
Mm.
I would love you to learn the whole of the Pitbull rap in that song by Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Because you know what? There's nothing more satisfying than knowing you know with confidence the entire rap in a song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a bit annoying at the moment because, like, in that one,
you've got bits of it.
I know at the start, everybody knows that he gets off the train and then he backs up like a Tonka truck towards the end.
And his name's not Keith.
But it'll still make you sweat. But there's bits like in the middle that are missing and I need kind of everything to complete the whole story.
Yeah, because at the moment you just pick up like Tonka Chuck.
He does something like Donkey Kong, doesn't he?
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
And then it's not Keith, but I still sweat or something. But you need to learn the whole... Would you do that for me?
Yeah. Do you want me to do it for tomorrow?
Yeah, because I know that's not a big task for you because you'll be able to pick it up like that. You've just got that ability. All right, for tomorrow...
I'll wrap that tomorrow.
Yes. And maybe you could do it slightly Somerset.
Okay. Well, that just comes out naturally if I've got to talk fast.
True. Yeah. Stuff going on today. Justin Bieber has been skiing in Manchester. Now, I hope he's doing that indoors, because I can't imagine he's doing that down, like, Deansgate or whatever. So I imagine that's an indoor skiing thing.
I think there is one close to the Trafford Centre, is there?
Okay. Not when I live there, but probably now. Also, Taylor Swift loves the number 13. This is all the stuff you won't get on Newsbeat this morning. So much so, she even writes it on her hand sometimes. And Kim Kardashian really wants to be a crime scene investigator. Well, hello, who doesn't? After watching CSI, you want to be on that, don't you?
It'll be amazing.
Because the gadgets are good.
I just want one of those little brushes that never really looks to do anything.
Yeah.
Because they rub it so lightly, it's just like...
They are good, the gadgets. What one do you think she'd be best on? I think Miami.
Yes. Oh, I thought you meant what gadget. I was like, definitely the video wall with, like, all the different pictures.
touch screen. Because we all know that CSI Miami is by far the best one.
I'd love her and Horatio to be together. Not together, but you know what I mean.
Horatio makes it, though.
In the same episode, he does.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, New York's good.
No.
It's all about Miami for us.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hello. If you're just waking up, it's 7:13. I have no idea what that noise was.
I think a bit of Lorraine Kelly just slipped out.
Hello. After the break. Lorraine tweets me every day at the moment, and I'm loving it.
What does she say to you?
Just says, hi, pumpkin. Stuff like that.
What do you reply back?
Hi.
Do you call her parsnip?
I sometimes call her hun, H-U-N.
Which what? Is no,
it's a pet hate of mine.
Isn't it H-O? Yeah, H-O-N.
No, I think you'll find it's H-U-N. You can do an H-O-N if you want, hon.
Hon.
Hi, hon. I know it's short for honey, which would be an H-O-N. Mm. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We're tight. She's probably listening now. Hi. Oh, is she listening now? Yeah, she probably is. Hi, Lorraine.
Yeah, I thought you were going to give her a hi, hon.
Hi, hon. Now, Dear Scott's coming up with the PR4L. Now, Alan's been on. Were you aware yesterday that you were trending on Twitter in Ireland? Alan has sent the proof as a screen grab.
Right.
What did you do yesterday on Twitter that was so amazing?
What, me?
Yeah, you were trending yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
In Ireland?
Yeah, just in Ireland.
I don't know.
What did you say?
I retweeted that amazing video of Greg's Winky investigation.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty grim, isn't it?
That might have got a few hits.
Yeah.
He's basically, when he was getting naked for the Comic Relief thing, someone saw his...
Yeah, he was talking about this on his show yesterday.
He's launched a very serious investigation into it, and he's obviously done a reconstruction, which is online now.
I've even done a very serious voiceover for it.
It's an important investigation, so if you do know anything, go to Greg's pages and you can help him out.
There's a reconstruction of what happened during the Chris Moyles world record-breaking attempt, and there's Greg in a wig, and it's Winky.
Is that him, is it?
That's him, yeah. Did you not know that? Yeah. That's Winkygate right there. Go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1.
But I don't imagine that me, although that would have got a lot of views, I don't think that would have made it trend.
Yeah, you were behind 100 facts about me, which is pointless, by the way. Have you seen that? There's people filling up your timeline with 8. I was born in Sheffield.
Oh, I thought you meant 100 facts about you. I was like, we had a good day on the trending yesterday.
No, there's this thing at the moment which is 100 facts about me on Twitter, and it's just people listing 100 things about themselves, and then when they get to about 50, 60, they're like, don't know what else to say.
I know, I was going to say, I don't think I could find 100 things that interesting about me.
You were behind that and Rebecca Black.
Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party.
Something ridiculous, like 30 million hits on YouTube now, this song. I've actually heard an acoustic version of that, which I think we should play this Friday, which is a lot better. It's just Rebecca,
just
strip back acoustic with a, you know, just her singing about her cereal and how she, you know, what bus can she take on the, what seat she can take on the bus, and it's really kind of, you know, just her and a guitar. It's real nice. Also, James has been on saying, just thought I'd let you know that yesterday, I think I witnessed the crossover into Ladies' Day. I was out on my lunch break, the weather was sunny, near Old Street Station in London. A sudden sunny spell resulted in a lot of leg-on show. Has Ladies' Day happened? Because it's getting warmer. You know the day we talk about every year where girls get everything prepared for the summer? Have you done that yet?
No, apparently it's meant to get cold towards the weekend. So
oh, right, so
wait.
Don't shave just yet,
no.
Girls.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the part of the show where we find out what you want to say to us. It's Dear Scott. Becky is here to help.
Hello.
So is Chris.
Hello.
Let's find out what you've been saying. Brought to us by the PR4L.
Hi, Scott. Subject, Chris Stark. Spray tanner to the stars.
Eh?
That's your name?
Yeah.
And the subject is spray tanner to the stars.
I have a fab job for Chris Stark. I could spend the morning with him and teach him how to do spray tans. Get him all trained up, then in the afternoon, after he has learnt his new trade, he could then practice on you and Becky. This could be his new job and a new beginning as a celebrity spray tanner extraordinaire. I'm sure he could make a fortune. What do you think? Love, Amanda.
I don't think I would earn a fortune out of this, though, because I can't see either you or Becky paying me for this.
Well, mates rates.
Yes, but mates rates, I think it's a bit weird if we work with Chris and then in the mornings we work with him and then in the afternoons we get naked in front of him whilst he sprays us with spray tan.
Is that what goes on with a fake tan?
Yes.
I've never had one.
No, you leave all your clothes on and then you just have face and hands done.
No, I mean, you can opt to wear your own pants, or you can wear the paper pants.
Yeah, so what are these paper pants? I've never seen them. How do...
Well, they're pants made of paper. You slip them on. They're normally quite... It's hard to work out what goes where.
And if you're a girl, do you get top and bottom?
No.
No?
No, Wab's out.
Oh, right.
Look at him. All of a sudden, he's interested.
Yes. Suddenly, he's like, actually, maybe this is the job for me. Would you mind us stripping off in front of you? Maybe if you could erect a tent?
Yes, I would.
Go up on the fourth floor where those little rooms are.
Yeah, remember not to do it in the live lounge again because of what happened last time.
That was a mistake, wasn't it?
We didn't realise the webcams were on, and then we'd been broadcasting to like the engineers for like about an hour and a half.
We'd all been in there.
A lot of people had been tanned by that point as well, which is kind of scary.
Where's that video?
Pretty much, there wasn't a video. I mean, there's probably some CCTV. So the security guards were loving it.
So if you don't want to see Scott naked or me naked, who in the building would you like to see naked? What about Fern?
Wouldn't say no.
We've all seen Fern now, haven't we? It's not really a surprise anymore.
I'll be up for tanning Fern.
Okay. She might not be as keen, but we can ask. Would you like her to be your first client?
I'd be a bit scared of mucking it up, but...
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Fern walks out with a paparazzi with big orange streaks all over her face.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not sure it's a job for me.
Next!
Hello, Scott, Becky, the PR4L, and of course the one that doesn't speak. I just wondered if you could give me some advice on how to get my hands on a shopping trolley. I'm in need of one for my art project, and wondered how I would go about this, as stealing one maybe isn't the best idea. What do you think I should do?
If you hang around long enough outside my house, there'll be one.
You can't just say that. And why are there loads of shopping trolleys outside your house?
I don't know. It just seems to be that my area attracts them.
Do you get your shopping from the supermarket and then bring it all the way home in the trolley and then just leave the trolley outside your front door?
No, it's not me doing it.
Your housemate?
No, it's none of us.
Is it you after a couple of glasses of wine?
No. I think there's a few people that have come outside their house in the morning and went, there's a shopping trolley. I can't remember how that got there. But that's not me. This is no wine is involved. It's not me. I'm not the culprit.
I was just going to say, to give her advice, does it count as stealing if you get one of those ones where you pay the pound? If you're just going to borrow it for the project, it's like effectively putting a deposit down, isn't it?
You've kind of paid for it, haven't you?
Yeah. Because if you put the pound in, then it's your trolley, isn't it? Until you want to take it back and then you get the pound back.
You're taking your money with you, though, when you're paying for it, when you're putting the pound in.
Good point. So how much do shopping trolleys, how much are they worth?
More than a pound.
Also, well done on the desert trek, Mills. Smiley. Love you. High five, if that's still bang on trend. Lots of love. Heather, 16, off of Battle. Originally Aberdeen. Smiley. XXX.
Oh, thank you, Heather. My advice would be to ask a supermarket. Don't just take one like the people outside my house have. Next.
Dear Scott, Wacky Becky, Totso and PR4L. What is the acceptable age to stop putting your age at the end of emails and letters? Love the show, from Olivia. Should I say age 14 here, or is that too old? XX.
Olivia, I have quite a lot of emails from people who are 14 and they still put 14 on, so I think you're within your limit there.
Well, Heather put 16, so 16's obviously still okay.
Yeah.
One of my mates has got 69 at the end of her email, but I don't think that refers to her age.
That's her email address, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you put Chris 23 Watford?
No, but who puts their age at the end of emails anyway?
He's 24 now, isn't he?
I'm 24, yeah. Sorry,
24. Who? Loads of people. Of a certain age.
What do you put on yours?
I don't put my age anymore.
Scott, what is it, 29?
Yeah, I don't put that though.
What about you?
I'm well past the age for it.
I'm Becky, 29. But I wouldn't put that, but I think you can get away with... I think you need to drop the half once you get to 10.
Yes.
Don't you?
Definitely.
Because I think 10 and a half, that's a bit old, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you drop the halves after 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why do you write 23 and a half?
I don't understand where you're putting the age on these emails. Why are you doing that?
Well, in the brackets at the end. Love from Chris, brackets 23.
We just had one
Southampton.
There.
Oh, as in if you're emailing into the show?
Yeah.
Ah, right, okay.
Not if you're, like, applying for a job. They can see that on your CV. It's just extra writing.
No need to put your age on the end of that bit.
Right.
Not in love letters either, because that's just a bit weird.
Maybe we should start a thing where people do it more.
Mm.
Like, if you are emailing into Dear Scott, you know, if you are Darren, 48, from Crawley, put it on, you know?
Yeah, but also do halves as well. So if you are 24 and a half, put 24 and a half.
So, put halves, put three quarters on, whatever you want.
Be specific.
Do you know what? As it's getting closer and closer and closer to my 30th birthday, scrap every single thing I said about halves and three quarters, because I'm going to be 29 and three quarters for like the rest of...
29 and six eighths. It'll all get fractional.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for show and tell. It's my turn today. No pressure, but they've been good so far this week. On Monday, Becky introduced us to the world of Frisky and Manish. They were brilliant. Yesterday, Chris told us all about the book The Game. And here's my one today. Inspired by Frisky and Manish, here's what I'm bringing to the class today. Now, we had them in yesterday. You know they do songs in a way that you've never heard them before, in a different style. My flatmate was telling me the other day, they play a game in his work, in his office, where you have to sing a current song to the tune of another song.
Right,
you with me?
Yeah.
Will you help me try this out? Stick with me on it, okay?
Are you using show and tell to launch your pop career?
Not really, as you're about to hear.
Okay, I just thought I'd ask because there might be like conflict of interest issues that need to be addressed.
So your show and tell is going to be a performance?
Of sorts.
Wow.
I can't wait for this.
It's a game that everyone can play, and let me know if you think of any, listeners, and you want to email in any suggestions, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It does take a while to think of them, but you think of one song and then think of another song and put them both together. It's like doing a live bootleg. Okay?
Okay.
So, let me just give you an example here. So, I've got the theme tune from Radio 4's The Archers. Everyone knows this. Yes? But what would it be like if you added the words of TikTok by Kesha?
Genius.
Okay, so are you ready for this?
Very ready.
All right, echo please.
Thank you.
I wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Grab my glasses out the door, I'm going to hit the city. Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
Yes?
See what I mean?
There's a bit of a delayed reaction there for me, but I think that was because I was just sat here with my mouth wide open. Uh-huh.
I can do the chorus. I can do the chorus as well. Don't stop, make it pop, blow my speakers up. Tonight I'm going to fight till we see the sunlight. TikTok on the clock, but the party don't stop. Make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up. It's easy.
What I like most, I think, is that you adopt like a posh Radio 4 man voice. You don't sing in Scott. You sing in like this weird alter ego of like, oh, hello, I'm reading the news on Radio 4.
And what's the voice about?
Because the music lends itself to a posh voice.
Kesha?
No, the Archers.
This could get very confusing very quickly.
Play along at home, everybody. This is, it's easy to do.
Just... You can choose whether or not to do your own newsreader voice.
Yeah, you can do whatever voice you want.
TikTok.
Chris, you can have a go now.
I think you should do your normal voice, Chris.
Right, so your music, Chris, that I've chosen for you...
Right.
I've done this for you. Is I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside. You know that one.
Right, okay.
Right, old school.
And what am I mashing that with, then?
You're mashing it with Rude Boy by Rihanna.
Amazing.
Now, I'd like you to do this in a kind of Cockney style, if that's all right.
Right, shouldn't be too hard for him, should it?
No. Okay.
Echo, please. Go, 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 go. Ready?
Is that a warm-up?
Three, two, one.
Come on, Rude Boy. Boy, can you get it up? Come here, Rude Boy. Is you big enough? Take it, baby, baby. Take it, love me. Come here, Rude Boy. Can you get it up?
Oi! Like having an old knees up, innit? In the Vic.
Yeah, it's just their little movements he was doing with his hands, like.
It's quite fun.
Yeah, you see? Try that at home. Let me know if you can think of any combos of songs as well that would really work. Like an old song like that, Beside the Seaside, with something current like Kesha or Rihanna, I find really works. And that's my show and tell.
Amazing.
Do you like?
Brilliant.
Gareth has been on from Norfolk saying, this is not a new game, Mills. Cliff Richard did it years ago with the Millennium Prayer. Oh, yeah. Where he mashed up the Lord's Prayer and Auld Lang Syne. That's true. Cliff did this a long time ago. Just a reminder for you. Never heard this before. It's amazing.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
fine. This is all very nice and that, but I'm quite intrigued as to how you knew when Cliff was going to start singing. Because I didn't mark it on your machine.
I just know.
I never saw you as a big Cliff fan.
I've heard this many times.
Do you play it at your gigs?
No. Only on New Year's Eve.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Oh, good.
Play Auld Lang Syne, but not this. That's true. Also, they've apparently been doing this game on Radio 4 for years. What, do they use Rude Boy by Rihanna?
Come on, Rude Boy. Boy can get it up. Come here, Rude Boy. Is you big enough? Take it, baby, baby. Take it, love me. Come here, Rude Boy. Can you get it up?
Oi! I think this could lead on to a whole Cockney Knees Up album. So if you're listening, Rihanna, and you're up for that, let us use your song, please.
My favourite one that's been texting so far is from Laura, who said she does this quite a lot with her friends, and her favourite one is singing Cliff Richard's Summer Holiday with the lyrics to Arctic Monkeys, I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor. Which I imagine would be amazing.
Oh, maybe we need to ring her and we try that. That's good. We might do this tomorrow. Anyway, thanks to Cliff Richard and to Radio 4 for their brilliant game. I'm enjoying it very much.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
At 9, hopefully, got my fingers crossed, I'm expecting a David Hasselhoff to walk in. Now, Becky, have you sorted out his transport here?
Well, I put, you know, in the bit on the form where you can put notes?
Yeah.
I put extra big one, please.
Did you?
Because
he is tall.
Yeah, he's got really long legs.
And, like, I don't want him to be crunched up in the back of a car. I kind of do. But he wouldn't like that.
No.
He's very tall.
He could splay out along the back seat, maybe. Is he coming in with anyone, though?
I don't know.
But they could go in the front.
So, if you love the Hoff, he is here at the moment doing Britain's Got Talent. He's doing the auditions. It's been all over the place lately. In between doing gigs in Vienna and places like Düsseldorf.
I loved it when he sent through his tour T-shirts. And they had all the dates on the back. And I was like, yes, we need
to go to
Germany.
I really want to
go to Germany. And he'd sent them like 2 weeks after the tour had finished.
It all finished.
I was like, rubbish.
Still play stadiums in Germany. Now, yesterday we were saying that me and Becky want to become Prince William and Kate Middleton lookalikes because lookalikes of them are going to earn so much cash in the next couple of months with the wedding coming up. Rebecca and Tom have been on, saying, I think your idea for a Will's-Kate lookalike is fantastic, and me and my boyfriend have been told many times that we should become their body doubles. He definitely looks the spit of the royal Wills. I'm just clicking on the picture. Actually, he does. He looks quite like him. My housemates have asked me to send you a picture for giggles, as they think we do too. We're available for weddings and any public appearances. Love, Rebecca and Tom. Thing is, there's loads of Kate Middleton lookalikes. We spoke to one yesterday. But there's hardly any Williams. So if you look a bit like Prince William, you should send your photo in to me today. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let's get some work out of it, yeah? And me and Becky, before the end of the week, are going to send out our photos to various lookalike agencies, even though we look nothing like them, just to see what we get back. Loads of Kate, not enough Williams, so I'm probably going to earn lots more than her. Alec in Hereford's been on. Scott, there's a guy that goes to my gym that looks exactly like Prince Harry. Would this be of any help? I guess he could be in some of the photos with us.
He could be... Is he best man?
Best man.
Yeah.
Yes, get him on. Definitely. Scott, don't use your real name when you send your Prince William picture to the lookalike agency, because they'll just say you look like Scott Mills. Okay, yeah, fair enough. We need to do these pictures by the end of the week. We need to find today a lovely picture of William and Kate looking happy, recreate it, and then send them off to the lookalike agencies and see what we get back.
Okay. All right,
we'll just send some emails out with our portfolios. It's 8:16. So earlier this week, smooth-talking Dan, we were talking to him. If you listen to our show in the afternoon, he's the one that goes out into Stupid Street and asks the questions that matter to the people out there. Now, despite his best smooth-talking efforts, Dan really isn't that much of a hit with the ladies, and we're trying to change that. So my friend Chris came up with the perfect solution for him, which is a book called The Game. And that's a book on how to win over the females. What?
That's just, the word females makes me laugh.
Well, I'm a male, you're a female.
I know, but I think it's said mostly by men of a certain age.
Oh, cheers. Anyway, Yesterday, we gave it a go. Now, I'm not sure a pub at 11:30 in the morning is the best place to start.
No, but I'm not sure the quality of the lady that you're going to find in there.
What do you mean? Well, some of the best girls that I know are in the pub by 11:30 a.m. Anyway, before we went out, we went through the final checklist from this book of what Dan needs to do. So, we've learnt the basics. Can we go through a final checklist just to make sure we're all ready before we go out and do our practical?
Right, OK.
Good idea, yeah.
One, smile when you walk into a room, see the group with the target, and follow the 3-second rule. Do not hesitate. Approach instantly.
So, smile, don't hesitate, approach instantly.
Are you going to write these down or can you remember these?
I can remember smile.
Dan, just quickly flash me your smile. Oh,
this is going to be great.
Good.
Okay, I think there's a difference between like a nice little smile and like a big, massive grin.
Was that too big?
I could see all your gums, Dan.
The double eye wink was a bit off-putting, but tone it down a bit and then go from there.
Lose the wink, I'd say.
Two, recite a memorised opener.
Okay, so you've got to memorise your opener.
You need an opener.
I haven't got an opener at all yet.
Well, there was an opener suggested in the book.
Okay, yeah.
Say this.
Here we go.
Hey, it looks like the party is over here. Then turn to the girl you want and add, if I wasn't gay, you'd be so mine.
Right, that's the one we'll use, I think.
So, hey, it looks like the party is
over here.
I'm gay.
The party's over here. I'm gay.
Am I being stitched up? This seems very odd advice.
If I wasn't gay, you'd so be mine. That's the line.
Okay, that sounds better.
Okay, get that written down.
Three, the opener should open the group, not just the target. When talking, ignore the target for the most part. If there are men in the group, focus your attention on the men.
There we are, so don't even talk to the girl.
So who's he saying he's gay to? The rest of them?
To the men.
He turns up.
I can't work out who he's saying what to.
So I'm trying to get a girl. So dress up flamboyantly and go to a group of guys and say that I'm gay.
That's it.
Okay.
We're just following the rules of the game, Dan.
Yeah, exactly, Dan. Don't argue with the game.
No.
Trust me.
I do trust you, yep.
Four, neg the target with one of the slew of negs we've come up with. Tell her, it's so cute, your nose wiggles when you laugh. Then get her friends to notice and laugh about it.
Okay, so that sounds all right.
Do you understand why you're negging the girl?
So you can use one of these.
This is my favourite bit, isn't it? It's like make them feel so bad that in the end they'll be so desperate that they'll only be able to go out with you.
One of these.
Is that a wig? Oh, well, it looks nice anyway.
Or you could try...
Ew... You spat on me.
Or my personal favourite...
You kind of have man hands.
Which one are you going to go for, Dan?
I'd go man hands.
I think I might go man hands, yeah.
Five, convey personality to the entire group. Do this by using stories, magic, anecdotes and humour. During this time, the target will notice that you are the centre of attention.
Magic? Wow.
We haven't really discussed this magic thing yet, have we? I can give you a magic trick. Hang on.
Right.
What you do... is you tell her to pick a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
And I'm telling you she will pick 7.
7.
She might not pick 7.
She'll pick 7. So what you do is write 7 on your hand before.
Okay.
And then say, pick a number between 1 and 10. And
then
she'll say 7. You just
show your hand.
What? I'm a bit concerned she won't say 7.
Well, don't worry yourself with that, Dan.
She'll say 7.
Okay. She will, definitely. Right, let's try this out. Fern's next door. Fern? Ah, it's Scott. Pick a number between 1 and 7.
No. Yeah.
Sorry, pick a number between 1 and 10.
Yeah.
Go.
Do I tell you it?
Yeah.
4.
Oh, yeah, but you put her off by saying 1 and 7.
I think that's because Scott kind of messed it up a bit there.
Okay, thanks. Fern said 4.
Yeah, but you said pick a number. This is why you're useless with girls.
Yeah, I messed that up. Okay, anyway, she'll say 7. Don't worry about that.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay.
6. Neg the target again, if appropriate. Say... Oh my God, she's so grabby. How do you roll with her?
What?
I don't know what the word grabby really means.
I think it's just like touchy-feely type.
Okay.
7. ask the group, so, how does everyone know each other? If the target is with one of the guys, find out how long they've been together. If it's a serious relationship, eject politely by saying, pleasure meeting you. 8. If she's not spoken for, say to the group, I've been sort of alienating your friend. Is it all right if I speak to her for a couple of minutes? They always say, sure, if it's okay with her. If you've executed the preceding steps correctly, she will agree.
Right, I like this one.
What's wrong with you, Becky?
This is just such a load of rubbish.
You're wrong, Becky. This would work on you if you weren't hearing all these.
I'm getting won over by this, actually. I'm actually getting quite attracted to this...
To this voiceover man.
Yeah.
Even though he sounds like a bit of a robot.
I'm actually feeling quite grabby now, just listening to this.
9. Isolate her from the group by telling her you want to show her something cool. Take her to sit with you nearby. As you lead her through the crowd, squeeze her hand. If she squeezes back, it's on. Start looking for other IOIs.
IOIs, indicators of interest.
Oh, right.
What we need to do, so after this starts to work, you need to reach out and grab her hand.
Becky's cringe at this.
I just think it's so ridiculous. Well, it sounds like I'm laughing
well,
at the
soon,
fact...
soon, won't we?
I'm laughing at the fact that you're treating it like some sort of military operation.
I'm going to put £20 on the fact that Dan will get a number out of this.
That's wow. Pressure. That is pressure.
Is this a bet?
I happily accept that.
Is this a bet?
Yes.
All right, £20 it is.
10. Sit with her and perform a rune reading, an ESP
90s.
Test, or any other demonstration that will fascinate or intrigue her.
A what? A rune reading?
They are so 90s.
Is that
like
off of
really
hippies?
Early 90s, like off of Glastonbury, where I grew up. Everyone was all about the runes. Mm. But I don't think anyone really does runes in 2011, do they?
11. Tell her, beauty is common. But what's rare is a great energy and outlook on life. Tell me, what do you have inside that would make me want to know you as more than a mere face in a crowd? That's... If she begins to list qualities, this is a positive IOI.
Remember, 3 of those?
IOI, yeah.
12. Stop talking. Does she reinitiate the chat with a question that begins with the word so? If she does, you've seen 3 IOIs... And can, 13, kiss, close.
Yes.
Say, out of the blue, would you like to kiss me? If the setting or circumstances aren't conducive to physical intimacy, then give yourself a time constraint by saying, I have to go, but we should continue this. Then get her number and leave.
Bingo.
Hang on, right, let's just go over this again. So I'm going to kiss this girl now.
So, Dan, you say, would you like to kiss me? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And it's important that you use that turn of phrase as well. Would you like to kiss me?
Oh, right. I see. Not like, I mean? Can I kiss you?
Yeah.
You're rewarding her.
This is like those dog training programs used to have on TV in the 70s.
You're rewarding her, let's not forget that. Unbelievable. So, Dan, do you think you're ready now?
Yeah, I am definitely ready. Very well taught, Chris, thanks for that.
Yep.
I'm a little bit nervous, a few butterflies.
You'll be fine. You've got the game on your side, it's all good. So, Dan, just in summary, right?
Yeah.
Just so we've got this absolutely right. So, you smile, you tell her you're gay, you insult her, you do some magic, you insult her again, you talk to her friends... You squeeze her hand, do a room reading, say something about beauty, and then kiss her.
Okay, brilliant.
All right. Simple. Let's go. So that was about 11:30 yesterday morning. Dan was all set with the rules of the game. We've done the final checklist. After 8:30 today, like in 10 minutes or so, you can find out, did Smooth Talking Dan get a lady?
Few people on the text are worried he's just going to get a punch in the face.
Well, we'll find out. You'll find out after 8:30, because we went to the pub at 11:30 a.m. in search of love for Dan.
Classic Mills.
Using the rules of this book.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's going to be quite warm today in some parts of the country. Where I am, it's going to be quite warm. Would anyone object if I wore shorts tomorrow? Hands up.
I can cope with that.
You can cope, Judith?
I can cope with that.
Simon, how are you feeling about that? 6:30, you think?
Totally down with it.
The one that doesn't speak to anyone who minds. Okay. I think you should get them out. Are you going to wear the bum skimmer ones or the...
Yeah, bum skimmers.
Yeah.
Still fine with that, Tulip?
It's not going to be that warm tomorrow, I should warn you.
They just come up to there.
Mm. They're lush. They're like proper 70s shorts. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, that killed the conversation, didn't it?
It just made you feel so awkward. You're like,
Right, where's Smooth Talking Dan? Oh, he's gone. Dan, if you're listening, I might as well just use this national radio station as a tannoy system.
They play this in the loos.
Do they?
Yeah.
You can hear it all around the building.
Yeah, you can hear it in the loo.
Apart from that woman upstairs that doesn't like it. Doesn't doesn't like Radio 1, so turns it down.
Why is she working here when she doesn't like it?
I've got no idea, but it really annoys me.
Say her name.
Lisa.
I can't believe you did that.
Why not? You work here, listen to the radio station, love.
Meow.
It's true. Dan. I'm just...
Why are we worrying? She's not even listening to it.
Oh, yeah. She can't hear us.
Okay, start the announcement again.
Smooth Talking Dan, can you please check that David Hasselhoff has got into the car that I sent for him? Can you ring him? And hopefully, listeners, he'll be here at 9 o'clock. That is, if he might refuse to get into the car because it's too small. So, just Dan, can you just give it? I'll give you the number in a minute, and we'll ring him. And hopefully, the Hoff will be here in half an hour. And a couple of people have been on who have already been rocking the shorts for a while, like Nick, who's a gardener, good morning, in Surrey, who's been wearing shorts since February. And also Carl, and somebody else that doesn't give their name, saying, I've been wearing shorts since February and I work outside, wear them tomorrow, it's all good. Some people are considering doing this as well as me. Some people are concerned about my bum skimmers, they're not that short. They're not budgie smugglers, just to... Not that you can see anyway, you know, like the live webcams aren't on, no one will be offended. All right, so we will find out very soon if Smooth Talking Dan, with his final checklist in place, got a girl's number yesterday and got the girl with the rules of the game. Also, Becky is very shocked by all this. Apparently there's one for girls as well, which is called the Rules... You've got to follow the rules. Do anyone else know about this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is like the girls' version of this book that we're talking about.
Frankly, it's creepy.
Is it creepy, Simon?
It's not as bad as the game, actually.
Yeah, the game's not the best.
Yeah, but...
The rules is just like wait 3 or 4 days before you text them back.
Oh, that.
Whereas the game is just like wear a silly hat and tell them they're rubbish until they fancy you.
Yeah, it's a bit different. Is that like the girl version?
Yeah, but it's much more... The girl version should just be ask them if they want a snog. That's it, basically, okay. Isn't it? Because I don't know many men that would say no. I didn't mean to me, I meant just in general.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. What's the news on the Hoff, Smooth Talking Dan?
He's on his way.
Is he?
He's on his way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Can he get his big limbs in the car?
Yep, they're in.
So you're making this up, Dan. Okay, David Hasselhoff at 9 o'clock. Now, I would like you to go to the Radio 1 website to see the video of Smooth Talking Dan, which we took in the pub yesterday. It's on the homepage now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. After you've heard this, when you get to work, first thing you should do is log on and go online and watch this video in all its... detail. So we went to the pub at 11:30 a.m. yesterday to try and find Dan a lady, didn't we, Dan?
We did, yeah.
Using the rules of this pickup guide that my friend Chris here,
hello,
has taught you. He is Jackie Chan. You, Dan, are Will Smith's son.
Oh yeah.
So we get to the pub and we see a female, only one, at the bar. Well, there's two, wasn't there? But one of them was probably a bit old for you.
A little bit, yeah.
So she was just sat at the bar. She was just texting on her phone and stuff, wasn't she?
Yep.
So Dan goes over to talk to her. Now, you were following the rules. The first rule was to use the opener, which was, looks like the party's over here. Let's hear that bit.
Looks like the party's over here. You've got quite manly hands, actually, but...
It's fine. Now, you went straight for the neg there, the insult.
Yeah, I forgot about the gay part.
Why didn't you tell her you were gay?
I know, I feel like a fool now.
Well, you're not really... Okay, so you go...
I was a bit nervous.
Look like the party's over here. Oh, you've got man hands. Mm. The gay bit was quite important, but okay, that's fine. So, let's hear this next bit.
So, do you want to know some magic? Some magic? Yeah, do you know any... I know some magic. Do you want to hear a magic trick?
Okay.
I might have to just whisper into her ear, actually. Hang on.
Okay, so this is where you impress her by telling her what number she's thinking of, the magic trick.
Mm.
So, what did you whisper?
I whispered into the ear of the bar lady, the number 7. I was supposed to write it on my hand. I forgot that as well.
Okay.
So I whispered, I'm going to say 7. She's going to say 7 to her, because you guaranteed me that she would say 7.
Mm-hmm. So you've told the bar lady
that
it's going to be 7, and she'll say the number 7, this girl.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, prepare to hear someone astonished by Dan's magic skills. This is Dan whispering to the bar lady.
Can I just whisper you a number? I'll just whisper you a number, okay? Okay. Think of a number between 1 and 10.
8.
She said 8. I knew that was a possibility. Alright, I thought you were going to say 7. Normally say 7. Don't worry about that.
Did you say normally they say 7?
Yeah, because I was worried about this, wasn't I?
Dan, you're not supposed to speak out loud. Oh, normally they say 7 in this book.
Yeah.
Make her feel real special, like. Normally they say 7. Now, at this point, you do the bit where you're supposed to stop talking, aren't you? And wait for her to ask you questions. And it's always good if, after the silence, she starts it with a... So... That's what's supposed to happen, right, Chris?
Mm, exactly, yeah.
So you stop talking.
And then she goes, so?
Right, let's hear that.
You're thinking so, or... No, you've not said so yet. Should I get some more necks?
She didn't say so.
So you decided to say, are you thinking so? Do you want to say so? My favourite of that was that you went, right, I'm just trying to think of some more necks.
Stop saying it out loud.
I know.
She's there with you. Okay.
It was getting awkward at that point.
Well, yeah, you got a little bit stuck in this bit. Mm. Listen.
Is it again? Should we squeeze? Should we squeeze hands or?
Squeeze hands.
Should we squeeze hands or not bother?
You want to squeeze my manly hands?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind squeezing your manly hands just to see. So I'm quite impressed by them. That's all.
No, fair play. You are sticking to the rules here.
Yeah.
So you want to squeeze her manly hands? If she squeezes back, she's interested.
Aren't you meant to just squeeze them, though, rather than going, shall we squeeze hands?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Okay.
Whatever you get to, you know, to get to the squeeze is fine.
It was an impossible I-O-W?
I-O-I.
I-O-I, sorry, yeah.
I-O-W is the Isle of Wight.
That's a different thing.
I think this is going well. Listen.
Should we do that? Yeah? Okay. That's good. Would you like to kiss me?
Maybe another time.
Another time?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe in the evening or whatever, when it's a bit more... All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Not to worry. I was all right, though. Got a hand squeeze, so...
Got a hand squeeze, not a kiss.
Mm.
This is 11:30 in the morning in a pub, and you've just said, can we squeeze hands? She squeezed your hand out of probably sympathy, and now you're asking for a kiss.
Well, I had to just go all in at that point, really.
Well, here's the thing. Listen. What happens next, Dan, took us all by surprise.
Mm.
If you're listening, maybe you just got to work, maybe listening at home, maybe listening in your car, you will not believe what happened next. Check this.
Do you want to take my number?
Do you want to take your number?
Yeah.
All right. I'll just get my other phone.
I'll just get my other phone.
Because we were using one to record.
So... So she has now offered her number to you.
I know. I couldn't really believe that.
She's offered her number.
What is your name?
You're shaking. Are you okay?
No, no, I'm fine. Yeah, just chilling, just chilling. What's your name?
Jessica.
Okay. Jess Manhands, probably what I call you in my phone, but
you're funny.
Oh my god,
you're funny. Did you hear that?
Yeah, you're funny. So you've got her number, and you've put her in your phone as Jess Manhands.
I think the reason this is working is not to do with anything to do with the game, but he's so bad at it. I think she's kind of
You're fine.
To you.
He's got a hand squeeze and her number, so actually it's worked, hasn't it? Now, Dan.
Yes.
I do have a bit of a confession to make.
No. Go on.
It's going to break his heart.
I feel bad.
Oh, but this is all... No.
We do know...
Oh, no!
We do know that girl.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
look at him.
I was telling all my housemates.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, she was a plant.
She's one of my mates, Dan.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. No. We asked her to play along, Dan. No. I'm so sorry. That's why Chris spent so long with her afterwards.
That was funny, because when Dan and Chris met up this morning, Dan went, yesterday, mate, you know, you went back, you spent a long time with that girl. It was almost as if to go, hands off, she's mine.
It's one of Chris's friends. However...
We had a special connection.
However, Dan, the reason we did this is not to be horrible, because we have now got your confidence up, am I right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you were feeling good about that.
I was.
You got her number. Do you know why we've got your confidence up?
Go on.
Because the next subject, the next thing you're going to do by the end of the week is bag Fern Cotton.
Yes!
All right?
Bag.
Reach for the stars. BBC Radio 1, some of the other stories that you might be interested in today that haven't featured on Newsbeat. Pixie Lott's cat obsession has gone to a head. I have no idea what that means. I've just been handed this piece of paper with, like, entertainment headlines on. I don't know what that means. I imagine that means that she'd get on really well with Fern Cotton. Smooth Talking Dan is now doing some kind of, like, cat head thing. What is it, like, did Dan write this? Okay, Dan, what do you mean Pixie Lott's cat obsession has gone to her head? What do you mean?
She loves cats.
Good.
And she's now wearing, like, cat ears.
Okay, well, that's what all the time.
Well, yeah.
Right, in one picture. In one picture.
Just the one picture. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. That's all I need to know. Thanks. Go and chase up the Hoff.
He's on his way.
Well, you keep saying that. It's 9:10. Where is he?
I'm not his PA.
Well, I know you're not his PA, but.
I'm stroppy now, anyway.
Don't be stroppy. Just because. Look, you've got your confidence up. It's fine. It was. A lot of people are loving you. There's a lot of Smooth Talking Dan, Smooth Talking fans now.
Okay, good.
In other news, Fazer is taking Tulisa carp fishing. He looks like a carp fisher, Fazer, doesn't he? Off N-dubs. Mm. And Professor Green, I saw him saying about this on Twitter, I feel very sorry for him. Professor Green has failed his driving test. He did that old thing of slipping into third instead of fifth. It's an easy mistake. Radio 1 Podcast. Chris is here, Becky's here. Let's do this.
Hi, Scott. Becky's Levi Roots tweet reminded me of something that happened to my boyfriend a few months back.
Oh, this was yesterday we were talking about this on the show as well, where you accidentally stumbled into a Levi Roots book signing.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Using that cut-through that loads of people know about in WH Smith's in Reading. It is a good cut-through.
It's a good one.
Loads of people use it as standard.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Got off the train, using the cut-through, obviously, to get into the centre of town, and all of a sudden I was in Levi Roots' book signing. He was signing his new business book.
He had to pop to our local Asda for something, which he was already grumpy about, and ended up in front of this guy, walking around this empty, cordoned-off area, asking if he wanted a photo. My BF was like, no, not really. And the guy looked a bit disappointed and was like, oh, and slumped away.
Oh.
It wasn't until he was leaving he saw that Danny Dyer had been there signing his new book, and he had stumbled into the tail end of it. I think the turnout hadn't been that great either. Eek!
Yeah, that's one of the worst nightmares that you can have, I think, when you're doing a celebrity book signing when there's not that many people there.
I told him that probably ruined Danny's night. He still feels uncomfortable to this day when anyone mentions his name. I also once ended up eating really disgusting warm cheese from a local cheesemaker who was signing his books in Waterstones and everyone was ignoring.
Oh, you see, that's what I would be like. I would feel sorry for them and actually go and make the queue look bigger.
Do you know what? If you're going to learn a lesson, don't ignore the authors in the bookshops, right? I made this mistake with J.K. Rowling once.
What?
She was in a bookshop doing a signing of Harry Potter books just as they had started, and I couldn't be bothered. And that, with Heinz, I always regret it.
Was this a bookshop near you, was it?
Yeah.
See, that's not going to happen now. J.K. Rowling is never going to come to that bookshop now. She's far too big.
Exactly, and you don't expect authors to be really... I mean, I know that some of them are famous, but you don't expect them to be megastars, do you?
No, and you regret that now, because you could have met J.K. Rowling.
I could have earned a fortune off that signed book as well.
I love the fact that you think he could have met her, which is nice enough in itself. He was just thinking about the cash.
Cash, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a wuss when it comes to pushy people, so I ate his disgusting cheese. But I didn't buy his book, and I think he was a bit put out by that.
What? Is this Danny Dyer still?
No,
sorry.
No. Danny Dyer is not involved in the cheese. The cheese
Danny
is a
Dyer
separate incident.
Nothing to do with the cheese. This is something else.
God,
another
sorry.
Author. I would like it if Danny Dyer had written a book about cheese, though. But that's not the case here, Chris.
Right.
I'm sure that's happened to other people besides me and Bex. Something to talk about, maybe? And if not, hopefully you had a little laugh, Smiley. Love you, Jennifer.
Love you, Jennifer. Thank you very much for your email.
Also, one thing to remember about celebrity book signings, you do actually have to buy the book. They're not giving them away for free.
Yeah.
And I realised once after I'd taken my signed copy that I should have paid for it. So I'm
very sorry. That's really bad.
Did you just take it off? Oh, thank you very much. Thinking it
well,
was free.
I just
free.
Picked one up off the side and was like, because I didn't realise you're not meant to join the queue until you've bought it. But so I picked one up off the side, took it to get it signed, and I was like, oh, brilliant, free book.
That's awful. I did the opposite. I went to a Chris Eubank book signing, but couldn't afford his book. I just wanted to meet Chris Eubank.
What did they say? Did they allow it?
It was back in the day. I'd left school for my lunch and saw in a popular bookshop Chris Eubank sitting there signing books, and I just wanted a photo with him, lined up and queued, and it was all very awkward because he wanted to sign a book, and I was like, mate...
I've got any money.
I can't afford that. So he refused a photo with me, which I thought was a bit out of order. It wasn't him, it was the people around him that were awkward.
I'm sure he is very nice.
I wasn't going to argue with him.
Fair play to Danny Dyer, though, can we say on this? Because if there aren't that many people at your book signing, tout for business. Go round the shop going, oi, who wants to buy my book?
He should have got on the mic of the person who stands at the front with the happy to help.
Hello? Buy my book!
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS and the PR4L, enjoy the show and I'm glad you are on early. I'm usually travelling when you're in your regular time slot and rarely get to hear the full show.
Hi.
I agree that eclairs should be eaten with a knife and fork by grands. I think there should be a clause, however, that it should be age-related. I know a few young grands that I wouldn't mind watching down an eclair. Howard.
I don't know who you mean, Howard, but thanks. Maybe you can email back and let us know which one so we can be more specific about who should have a knife and fork and who shouldn't. This is the other day when we're talking about how it's impossible to eat an eclair in a non-seductive way. It's just not possible.
And that girl had emailed in saying that her mum had spent a long time telling her how her nan had eaten the eclair, like, in a really sexy style.
And we were
She's
saying,
like, I didn't want to hear that at all.
Ladies over a certain age should eat them with a knife and fork.
Especially if they're big ones.
But Howard's saying that maybe there's some young grands, like...
Brenda off EastEnders.
Is she a knife and fork, or is she a...
Is it Brenda or Glenda? I don't know.
Could she just eat it, or would it be a knife? Would it be a cutlery job?
She could just eat it.
What about Margaret from The Apprentice? Is she a knife and fork or no knife and fork with the eclair?
She's a no knife and fork.
Okay, good. Next, you like her, don't you?
I really like her, yeah.
Hey, Scott. Saw your tweet. We could hook you up with Phil. He does Chris Moyle's hair. Snooky X.
What the hell's this about?
I tweeted yesterday that my hair's a big mess and I need to get it sorted out, and I was going to do it yesterday, I didn't do it. But now I've got the opportunity to have it sorted out by the same person that does Chris Moyles' hair.
Does he do all his, like, white lights, do you think?
I don't know.
Does he have highlights?
Yeah, I think he's put bits in, like white bits.
Really?
I think so, yes. Also, is that Snooky off Jersey Shore?
I don't know, but I hope so. Can you email her back, just in case?
I'm going to, just because her name's Snooky. Anything else you want to tell us, anything else you want to say, send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put Dear Scott, and remember to put your exact age. Thanks. Hello, David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff is back. The Hoff is late. The Hoff is sorry.
Hey, darling. How are you? What's shaking?
I'm doing great, man. I've just got back from a little tour over in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, and now I'm working on putting a new album together to release here, and I'm replacing Simon Cowell. How do you replace Simon Cowell? I mean, it's very difficult. I had to get a much larger dressing room.
This is for Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, so I'm doing that, and I'm hanging out with Amanda Holden and Michael McIntyre. It's very funny.
How are you getting on with those two?
I'm getting on well. It's going to be a very different show. It's really funny. Michael's very funny. I mean, he just goes off. He's like Robin Williams. You know, you go, stop, Michael, stop. And Amanda kind of keeps the whole show together, and I kind of bring in the American side, which is kind of, I feel like a bit of a doofus because I can't understand anything you're saying.
So really?
I said, that was a really funny act. What the heck did you just say?
Really? Does that happen a lot where you can't understand people?
It's awful.
Is it?
Yeah. Can you? I mean, everybody.
You understand what I'm saying?
I have no idea what you're saying. I just know you're Scott Mills because I'm looking at you. That's why I don't do radio with you anymore on the phone because I can't understand. What the heck did he just say?
That's true. We've had some good and interesting radio chats before on the phone where neither of us have really known what's going on.
My favourite was the last one where you crashed the boat and we had to hang up quite quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know that, and it was the last thing you heard was my daughter screaming.
That was bad, but funny.
She's okay. Yeah, she's fine. Yeah. She was actually here last week, and they're coming over. They're going to bring their little group called Bella Vita, following in Daddy's footsteps, and they're going to be a lot of Hoffs over here. We're actually looking for a flat right now. You got any space in your house?
Well, do you know what? When we did that show together, where they came to live at your house in LA, I didn't have any space. I've got space now. If you want to come in, you need to get someone to check if the doors are big enough first.
Okay.
Because I know your thing about the doors.
Okay. Is it in a nice neighborhood?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's the odd shopping trolley outside sometimes.
Oh,
cart.
Can I use it?
Yeah, I mean,
that would be amazing.
So.
I'd love it if you just wheeled back to yours in his shopping trolley.
We were just talking about this on the air yesterday. Sometimes there's just a shopping trolley outside. I don't know who brings it. It's not me.
Yeah.
It's not my flatmate. I don't know. But there's plenty of room. Is it you and the girls or just you?
Me and the girls and Nick, my assistant.
Oh, do you need a trolley each or can the girls share a trolley?
I'm more worried about the space.
Yeah.
Because you don't like it if there's small doors, do you? Because you're a tall man.
No, well, you have a lot of... This entire country's got either gigantic doors or small doors. There's no normal door. Either mind your head or what the heck is that door so tall for? It's like King Kong lives here. You know?
When we were filming the show, he came to my mum's house and he was like, wow, this is like a house for little people.
It was. And I was in Wales yesterday. I was in
Swansea.
Everything's little in Swansea.
Is it?
The whole houses, the people, you know. It's like the land of the little people. You know, it's really wild.
Do you feel, because you're very tall, do you feel that you're looking down on everybody? But you would feel that anyway because you're the Hoff.
I did feel very tall until I ran into the Wales footballers, the rugby team.
That's different, football and rugby.
Huge.
Yeah, right, it's rugby, was it?
Yeah.
Probably was in Wales, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get those confused, otherwise you won't be able to go back.
A footballer is not a rugby?
No.
No.
Oh.
A rugby
football
player.
Is soccer.
I know, but a rugby player is a rugby player.
Yeah.
I think I ran into the rugby players.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because the footballers are smaller.
Yeah. A lot of people saw you in Swansea last night. I've got to get a few texts in now.
Oh, no.
His face is don't
what did you do?
What I did.
What did you do?
You know, it's so funny. It's
He's
just like.
So
just,
red.
I mean, yesterday or 2 days ago, I went down to Chelsea to a really nice brasserie. Brasserie. There were no bras in there, but there was a.
There's a bra shop.
Yeah, it was a food shop.
Okay,
it's a brasserie.
Brasserie.
I went in there to buy a bra.
Okay.
Well, not for me, but for someone I know. And anyway, as I'm driving, walking back, we almost caused a traffic jam. People are stopping on the street along the Thames, going off, and they're pulling over trying to take pictures. So I finally, just as I was walking back, just kept waving, keep traffic moving, keep it going, keep it going. That was pretty wild around here. Right
yeah,
now.
They still love it. They still love you.
I know. It's incredibly sweet. It's incredibly sweet. But I'm no longer David Hasselhoff. I'm the Hoff forever, I guess.
Really? Well, so we have to call you the Hoff now?
No. Just call me.
Okay.
Call me anything.
Have you been getting on with Piers Morgan of late?
I got along with Piers great. We had a 4-year up and down relationship.
On America's Got Talent.
Yeah. And, I called him a few bad words on the air. And, you know, and then threatened to kill him. Mm. And then, you know, but in a nice way. And then he said, Mike, you can't threaten to kill me on the air. I said, well, they're not going to put that on the air. They're going to cut it out. Well, they put it on the air. Anyway, we're great friends now. I mean, great friends. And I'm so, he's like, seems like we both kind of come a long way in our careers and our lives. And we, I just did his show. And then he treated me with an amazing amount of respect. And my mother passed away last year. And she was at almost every Britain's Got Talent. And he knew my mom and my dad. And he knew kind of what I've been through with my divorce and the press and my parents and my mom dying, and he really, really came around to say, you know, gave me a lot of respect, except that, you know, he opens the show with saying, you know, these are the hardest words I've ever had to say. The Guinness Book of World Records says David Hasselhoff's the most famous man on the planet. It was very difficult for
him
to say.
But he hated that, yeah.
He hated that. Yeah. But we're good friends now. He's kind of changed. He's a bit more sophisticated now and very laid back, you know.
So you've done one of the Piers Morgan life stories.
Yes.
Which is going to be on in a few weeks?
I don't know. I have no idea. I think they'll probably air it around when Britain's Got Talent comes around.
How did you find it? Because he digs quite deep. Did you find it hard?
You know what I found? It was great for me because it gave me an opportunity to tell my side of the truth, to tell a story. You'd say, hey, this is what affects me. This is what affects my children. This is what happened. And this is what you guys see. But you know what? In all, it gave me a chance to say how much I respect show business, how much I love being an actor, how much I love performing. And, you know, the good goes with the bad. But you know, we do have hearts. I do have children. And it is difficult at times. I mean, it was great to be able to kind of say it from my side instead of reading something in the tabloids that are complete garbage. You know, that you just kind of go, well, here's another story.
So you feel like you got your side across, so everything you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Did he manage to make you cry? Because I know that's what he sets out to do.
He didn't. Piers, yes. Tears. He got my kids to cry, though. You know, he was really good at that on America's Got Talent. Each week it was like, how many kids can I make cry? How many families can I separate? Well, you know, it's the singing Wilsons, where we like everybody but the father, the mother, and the third brother. So if the two girls stay together and the young brother, I think you could make it. Oh, no, we have to break up. Oh, God. Oh, then he goes, I got him. You know?
Oh, God.
You know?
Good.
It was really funny.
Yeah. sounds hilarious.
Yes.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah.
Good. I did a little video for that, actually. Did they show it?
No.
They didn't. Right. So I've been cut out.
Well, they showed it, but I didn't understand a word you said.
All right. So am I on the cutting room floor?
No, you're in the show.
Okay,
and thank you very much for those terrible words you said about me.
I didn't say anything bad.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Okay, good.
You're very sweet.
Okay, I'm glad that's on soon. I'm glad that I made it. I didn't. They asked me loads of questions, and I was like, I don't really know how to answer that, but I will.
So
Britain's Got Talent. How different is the talent to when you did the America show? Because you did the America show for a few years.
You know, it's wackier over here. Because, you know, the thing that's a little bit different over here is a lot of people are kind of having you on. They'll come up and they'll say, you know, they'll act really dumb and I lost my wife and, oh, we feel really sad, but he really didn't lose his wife. The wife left him, you know. And, you know, and we're all crying, thinking the wife is dead. Oh, God, pass him through. And he said, well, where's your wife now? Well, she married the dance instructor. What are you, crazy man, you know? And then, you know, so we see a lot of that. And we have a lot of transvestites in America that come on.
You know, I noticed that.
You have a lot of terrible transvestites over here. They really, really look like men. And they get up there going, you know, it was, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. I said, you're singing like a man. Well, I'm a man, but why are you dressed as a woman? You know, it's like pretty bizarre stuff. Yeah, and there's some acts I put them through because the entire audience is laughing, but I have absolutely no clue what they're saying.
Right.
And then, you know, but so far the talent is has been really young. Like really under 20. I think the finalists are going to be really like America's Got Kids. I mean, these kids are, some of them are brilliant. We have one dancer that's like, you know, the Billy Elliot's just phenomenal. But all in all, it's been a great, great, great experience because I've gotten to see Britain and I've gotten to see everybody. And you know, I've gotten to go to places like Swansea, you know, and really meet the local people who are really nice. They're friendly. It's a really friendly country. It's like, you know, everyone stops and says hi in a nice way. It's not like, you know, they don't say anything derogatory.
No one's kind of sneering at you.
No.
It's good.
Except maybe around 2 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to, you know, walk past a pub, you know, trying to get home, you know, from someplace. So I stay out of those.
Right, good. Yeah. All right, let's play a song and then we'll come
songs.
Back. You love songs, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You're going to love this one. Foo Fighters. BBC Radio 1. You liking that, David?
Yeah,
Foo Fighters.
These guys are big, huh? These guys are super. Don't they play? They do arenas, don't they? These guys.
Oh yeah, they do big arenas. Yeah.
Wow.
David Hasselhoff is here. Sorry, the Hoff.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
This is my friend Chris.
Hello, my friend Chris.
He is very excited that you're here today.
Nice to meet you, man.
And he kind of. Well, we were saying this earlier, weren't we, in the office?
He models himself on you.
Pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't look like me.
No, but like he aspires to be, as a lot of, you know, young men do, they aspire to be as cool as the Hoff. He's 24 now, yeah?
Oh, cool.
What were you like when you were 24 years of age?
I was on a show called The Young and the Restless, a soap opera, and
what were you playing?
I was playing Snapper Foster.
That's a good name.
Doctor.
Snapper Foster. Snapper.
I would snap at people. Mm. And then I was, you know, young and chased a lot of girls and same, you know, partied a lot.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to ask all the questions that Chris kind of wants to know.
Uh-oh.
What's the best party you've ever been to? Keep it clean, Dave.
Oh, gosh. Midsummer Night's Dream at the Playboy Mansion.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
I love it. It's at the Playboy Mansion.
Okay. And what was that? Was Hugh there?
Yes, but he doesn't remember.
Okay, good.
And yes, I think he was there.
But you remember it?
Oh, yeah. The bathing suits were all made of paint, you know, so it was basically no clothes. It was mainly, you had painted on clothes. Mm.
Did you have painted on clothes?
By the end of the evening, yes.
Okay. So you're walking around. There's lots of Playboy bunnies there.
Lots.
And they're all kind of walking around, and they've got paint on.
Yeah.
And that's the clothes.
Some don't have paint on at all.
Okay, good. And you, by the end of the evening, also have paint on clothes on.
Well, I have paint on from hugging the girls.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But apart from that, nothing on?
No, I had my clothes on.
Okay, yeah. Good.
I'm the Hoff. I don't take my clothes off. I have someone do
that's
that
for me. That's not true. I've seen pictures.
You haven't.
Well, I have.
Oh, no.
Oh, the one with the puppy dogs.
Yeah.
Well, that was for Cosmopolitan magazine.
That was
a proper picture. That was
tastefully done.
That was very tastefully done. I had two Sharpays covering me. They brought in one, but there wasn't enough.
What's the best thing you've ever got for free? You must get loads of good stuff.
Best thing I ever got for free were two Knight Rider cars. When we did the beginning of Knight Rider, Trans Am sent over two black Trans Ams, and I thought, oh, man, this is awesome. And I tricked one of them out to be Kit, and so I had one for my ex-wife around town and the other one I used as a Knight Rider car. But the other best thing I got for free was really that good. The best answer really is my daughters. You get that but God brings you those. So that's nice. Well, it's true.
Yeah. Two Trans Ams.
Mm.
I love it that your ex-wife had one just to go to the shops.
Yeah.
I loved his quick pop to Sainsbury's in Knight Rider.
So was your one kitted out as Kit?
Yeah. I had a little line lock in the car. A line lock cuts off the fluid to the brake, so when I could come home, I would like go in front of my house and go... turning like in 10, you know, 10 circles in a row, and I go, Dad's home. You know, and I go, wow, where'd you go? I just went out for a little spin. You know, yeah. I have a lot of tickets.
You have a lot of, you. When I came to your house, you had a lot of cars. You still love your cars, right?
Yes, I have
including
a lot
including that one that kind of pumps up. What's that?
That's a 52 Buick, and we just put a little air thing in it and pumps it up and runs around town, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of Hispanics over there and you got to fit in. And,
is that like a bouncing on the bonnet type one?
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
Yeah.
You'd be great at that, yeah.
Can I, next time we come over, I'm inviting myself, can I have a quick bounce on the bonnet, please?
Yeah, we'll take you up one more hall and drive.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where we went. We didn't bounce on the bonnet.
We did
inflate the car before we left, though. You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's the best bit of Hoff memorabilia or merchandise in your house? Because I know you've got some. You've got, like, the Mitch Buchanan cardboard cutouts in the Hoffice.
Yes, I've got, in the Hoffice. There's so much Hoff stuff in my house.
You've got the jacket from the Berlin Wall. You've got all the Baywatch jackets in your spare room still.
Yeah, actually, they were on tour with me, and I did a whole Baywatch set on tour. And it's funny now, when people come out to see me, even when I was in Hertfordshire, I did the university there. They all come dressed up as me. It's really weird.
I told you this is
unbelievable. They must have had 30 or 40 or 50 rescue cans. They had guys with breastplates on with just big chests and red bathing suits. And they had guys with afro hairs like from the 80s, you know, and they had dressed as Michael Knight. And women were throwing underwear. I had everything thrown at me there.
That's Hertfordshire for you, Dave.
Yeah, but I loved it. It was great. But I think the greatest, biggest piece of memorabilia is I have a giant statue of me from SpongeBob, which is 750 pounds, 12 feet long, like I was in the water, like surfing. And it's like life size. I mean, huge. It's like a monster size. It's a monster Hoff. And I put it in a place where it's really dark and scares the heck out of everybody. It's so great.
So, like, people just come into your house and go, ah!
Yeah, it scares me.
Yeah.
You know?
You just forget sometimes.
Well, sometimes I go and I talk to him and I talk to myself and say, Big Hoff, what would you do? But he never talks back.
We've got to get a bit of a shift on, Davey, because it's coming up to 10 o'clock. And Fern, are you ready, Fern? Are you kind of ready? Say hello. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Let's just have a bit of a chat, shall we? Because it's pointless playing another song now. I've just eaten to your show.
Exactly. Hi, David Hasselhoff.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Is that a shirt or a jacket? That's extraordinary.
Oh, that's a jacket. Yeah. It's a union jacket, a riding jacket, a proper riding jacket. Thank you so much.
You know what I got at Christmas? I got your Hoff calendar, 13 Months of Awesome.
Oh, wow. You did?
Yeah. Oh, I got that.
How did you get that?
Someone sent it to me, if I'm going to be honest with you. But I love it. It's brilliant. The scratch and sniff one.
What's Hoff?
Did you not get it, Scott?
What's Hoff from smell
no.
like?
Yeah, it was scratch and sniff. You could scratch David's arm and it smelled of suntan lotion.
Yeah.
Oh, that is lush. I'm so jealous.
I actually had to give a sample of my sniff, you know, to them. Yeah. So
of your awesome.
Yeah, my awesome. It's just a fun calendar.
It's
funny,
great.
Actually. Yeah. I don't think it's out in the UK.
It should be.
Yeah.
And then you could also scratch your cup of coffee and it smelled like coffee as well.
Coffee, sorry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And they have me as Mazel Hoff, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was that scratchy beard one, right?
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Mazel Hoff, yeah.
Oh, that was my favourite picture in the whole calendar.
Thank you very much.
That was such a good one. Oh, I loved that thing.
Thank you.
We've had a funny show today.
I've listened. It's been brilliant.
It's been very good fun.
Why, David, you should hang out all the time at Radio 1 and just sort of appear on different people's show.
You know, I'd love to. I mean, you know, we're planning on, we're actually looking for a flat today, so I'll be around for a while.
Also, because you've been on one of the TV shows that I work on, Celebrity Juice.
Oh my God, is that the craziest show?
Yes, I'm on it. I'm going on it today again.
Will you tell who are and what are Jedwards?
What are Jedwards? Plural.
I mean, what are they like little aliens? And they kept talking to me and they look exactly alike. And I'm going, and I said, you know, I don't drink anymore, but I'm still seeing double.
Yeah.
You know,
they are the human ice gems.
They're really nice kids.
Yeah, they're interesting.
Can they sing?
Well,
that's not nice.
Come on.
I'm going to be honest with you.
They're very nice people, and the host is great. It's actually the funniest show I think I've ever done. It's completely off the hook.
Yeah, you had to do the game where you had to knock down the wall. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah, that one, and you cheated.
Yeah, and then they have a game where they put weird things on you, and you have to close your eyes, and they put weird things on me that I can't talk about on the air.
Right, no, don't, because that one hasn't been on TV yet, so we might do that one tonight.
Look forward to that.
It's on tonight?
Yeah, well, we record it tonight and it goes on TV tomorrow. I'll do it every week, yeah.
All right,
I'm one of the panellists.
Who are what are Jedwoods?
So good.
Okay,
so good.
Thank you, David, for coming in.
Sorry,
Fern, for eating into your show.
Look, with the Hoff around,
exactly.
There's no problem whatsoever.
We could talk for hours
exactly.
Like this.
I know, I'm ready.
Well, okay.
I'll come on every Tuesday morning.
Do it. It'll be great. And I love that jacket.
Thank you so much,
awesome.
Sadie. Thanks a lot.
Right. Thank you, Hoff.
Have a lovely day.
Thank
David
you, Fern.
Hassel, thank you as well. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hello there, good morning, how are you? It's 9 minutes past 10, it's Wednesday the 23rd of March. Are you all well and good? I do hope so. Look at that, David Hasselhoff being at Radio 1. That was really exciting, popping down and seeing him in the next door studio. He's wearing a... There he is! Bye, David Hasselhoff! His jacket is magnificent, look at that. It's a union jacket. Are you popping in? Oh my goodness. Hi, David Hasselhoff!
Yeah.
Thanks. We're actually live on the radio, just to warn you, so don't do any rudies.
Hi. Oh, you look very pretty. Good morning.
Thank
How are you?
Oh, very well.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in to say hello. I love that jacket.
Well, you love it. I brought you a T-shirt.
You've not bought me a T-shirt.
Yes, I have.
Is it a David Hasselhoff T-shirt?
It's the Hoff is back.
Oh,
it's from
shush. That is the
it's
best thing
all
I've...
All his tour dates from Germany on the back.
Hand yeah. that over
there
immediately.
And
David, thank
and
you that, so
that,
much.
How did you get that the calendar? It's from America. I don't think it's...
I've has got my contacts.
My two daughters on the front?
Yeah, your two daughters on the front.
Yeah, it's from the Hasselhoffs. It's a new show that was coming out here in May.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny. It did two episodes in America and tanked. The reviews were fantastic, that's why.
Okay.
You've got great reviews. You have to get bad reviews to have a good reality show, yeah.
I hear
you. Yeah, but
well,
it's a great show.
I'll watch that. And I've got
Thank
the calendar.
You.
I've got a lot of hookups in the States, so have one sent over. No problems.
Okay.
I can't believe you've not got one, Scott.
I know, I'm missing out there.
So what
happens? I've got everything else.
Are you two going for coffee, brunch?
No.
You hang out now?
No. Later.
So
later.
You are hanging out?
Yeah. Later on.
Do you stay at Scott's house when you're in the UK then?
No.
Like he's
no, he won't let me in.
No, it's
His
not.
Doors are too small.
The doors
right.
are too small.
I can't get in the house.
That's true. That's
well,
true.
Look, I really appreciate that T-shirt.
Right.
I'm definitely wearing that. That is great. And you've got a sequin jacket on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love it.
It's a whole
okay.
deal.
Thank
Have
you.
A lovely night.
Thank
okay.
you very
Go.
Much.
Bye,
I'm going to play David Guetta. Do you like David Guetta, David?
I love David.
Okay, good.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.